1-800-449-8686.
Oh, yeah, Korean War.
In the 50s, right?
Early 50s.
Go ahead. And you'll excuse me, folks, I'm just talking to this gentleman off the air. Your name is Lloyd, right?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Lloyd.
Let me tell you something. I'm a Korean War veteran. I saw the Bin Laden tape, as did a lot of Americans. And I would say to you, sir, that I think this man is the worst piece of scum that anybody could ever imagine.
But the point you were making with me about the SUVs.
The SUVs that are being driven by Americans right now that are utilizing enormous amounts of Arab oil to keep going, I believe it is a treasonous act to be driving these right now.
Are you calling the people who drive SUVs traitors?
Sir, I don't believe that they intentionally are traitors. I think that it is treasonous, though, to be driving these SUVs. And what I did outside the Cashman Mall was a statement, if you will, of a Korean War veteran. I fought for this country, and I don't want to see this country beholden to Arab oil.
You were siphoning gas.
Yes, sir, I was.
You were saying, what time of night was it?
It was about 7, 8 o'clock. I don't care if anyone sees me. I saw an SUV. It was a big black, I don't know what kind it was, but it was
a sports utility vehicle, right?
Yes, sir. With the four-wheel drive, yes, sir.
And what did you do?
What I told you, I went over with a length of hose and I siphoned gas from as much as I could from it as a statement. And a group of teenagers drove by, and one of the kids rolls the window down, and he sees me with a hose in my mouth, and he says, "Suck it, old man." And I yelled back, "You better believe I'll suck it." And I don't care what anyone thinks. You see?
Well, look, what you're doing with your anger about SUVs and the big gasoline bills that people pay, I guess this is going to make you mad. My wife drives an SUV.
Well, sir, that's something you got to live with.
But it's a treasonous act for us to be driving this SUV?
Let me explain something to you, friend. Everybody that drives a sport utility, the big gas guzzling vehicles, are spending money on Arab oil. Now, let me tell you where this Bin Laden's from. You know where he's from?
Saudi Arabia.
Bingo. Give the man a cigar. He's from Saudi Arabia. And every time you put money into gasoline, you're giving money to Osama bin Laden.
Well, you know, there are people who drive the big SUVs because we become accustomed to having the endless supply of gasoline, and there are people that drive the big motorhomes.
Oh, I've seen the motorhomes, yeah.
Because we've, you know, become accustomed to this. Calling it a treasonous act, okay?
Well, you know something, Mr. Henry, if it was a year ago, I might have said different. Everybody knows. Right now, you turn on the TV set and you see this bin Laden scum talking about thinking it's funny what he did to those people in New York. And yet we still climb into the neighbor of mine has the escapade. The escapade.
I don't know what that is.
That's large escapade. Is it?
What is it, the escalade?
I don't know what it is. It's the it's an escapade.
It's an SUV. It's called an Escalade. It's a Cadillac.
I don't know what it is. It's a big, ugly, rolling horror story, and he drives this thing as if he owns the world. So,
well, if you're out siphoning gasoline and you consider people who have SUVs to be traitors.
Let me tell you something. If I see one more of these soccer whores, and I don't mean to say whore, sir, but...
That is a real... You may be talking about some of our wives and mothers, all right?
Well, they're driving these kids to the soccer pitch in one of these dingoes, or the huge Durango. I'm going to throw up. Now,
what about all the people your age who drive the Winnebagos, the motorhomes?
Oh, yeah, all of those people. I have a Winnebago that I drive, but I do that because I'm a Korean War veteran. I fought for this country.
Oh, but anybody that was not a veteran can't drive one of those?
Huh?
You have a Winnebago.
That's correct.
What about all the other people that have Winnebagos?
If they're veterans, I can understand that they have a right. If they're not a veteran, they have no right. Now, I was sitting over here at the Denny's on Huntington Drive, and I seen this guy pull into the lot in one of these escapades, or the one that you were talking about.
The Escalade, yeah.
And I saw him pull in, and I could see the silhouette of his brats in the back seat, and I'll tell you, I squeezed the coffee cup so hard, I broke the handle, and I busted the cup in half.
That's angry.
You better believe that's angry. I paid for that oil with my blood in the Korean War, and I will not have Osama bin Laden or any of his cronies make a mockery of the U.S. military.
Hold on for a minute there, pal, okay?
Huh?
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. This guy's a pretty far-out old man. He's going around town siphoning gas out of any SUV that he sees because he says using an SUV is tantamount to a traitorous act. It uses so much gas, it requires an enormous amount of Arabian oil output, and therefore we are, funneling money to the very peninsula where Osama bin Laden is from. And not only is he siphoning the gas, he believes that anybody that drives a Winnebago, anybody that drives one of those, those large RVs, they're also guilty of a treasonous act. Unless, of course, you're a veteran. And then you get to drive the car anywhere, you drive an SUV anywhere you want. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. And your name is Lloyd, right, sir?
Yeah, Phil. My name is Lloyd Bonafide. It was the United States Navy in the early 50s.
Yeah, okay, I got that. 1-800-449-8686. So anybody that uses a large vehicle that guzzles gas is a traitor.
That is correct.
Including including people who use Winnebagos, retired people.
Now, hold on. I said this is something that I know. I'm a retired person. I'm a veteran. I fought for this country, so we have the right to own a Winnebago. We have the chieftain. We've got 3,500 miles on it, and it's a 2000.
But you said only retired people with service records.
That is absolutely GD correct. I got a guy that lives across the street from me, and he was a slacker during the Korean War, didn't sign what everybody else was. Now he's pulling down around $500,000 from his stocks in retirement. He's got the 2002 Adventurer, which is a pretty good buy. I know I priced it over at Duke's RV sales. And I went,
well, never mind about the pricing, okay?
Well, I went over there, and I said, Charlie, you pissed me off. You're a traitor to everything we hold dear. You didn't fight in Korea. You have a motorhome that sucks gas like there's no tomorrow. You're just like these yuppies, these baby boomer yuppies who fell between the cracks. I told him he's got to get rid of it, or I can get a group of veterans together, and we'll pay him a visit. Because I'm tired of the Ben Laden.
What is his name again?
This is my next-door neighbor, Charlie.
No, the guy in Afghanistan.
Osama bin Laden.
Bin Laden. All right. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, Phil, these yuppies with their big black STDs are showing their disrespect for my country. I fought for the country.
I understand you fought for the country, but to say that because you fought for the country, you're the only guy that gets to drive an SUV, you're the only guy that gets to drive a Winnebago, what is it? A chieftain, and everybody else is a traitor. 1-800-449-8686. About how much oil that we use in America comes from the Middle East? How much of it comes from Saudi Arabia? How much of it comes from California? How much of it comes from Texas? You know what I'm saying? How much is from Alaska? So if you're driving around an SUV, are we sure that it's all coming from Saudi Arabia? Did you think of that, sir? Sir, did you think of that?
What?
Did you think that maybe a lot of the oil we use in this country comes from California and Alaska?
Oh, that's a lot of propaganda in the newspaper. All the oil we use comes from the Saudis. And you dirty, stinking traitors will use the...
Yeah, well, you're using it too. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I said, hey, you. And he was driving a mobile truck, right?
Yeah, right. Hold on. Phil Hendry Show back with Lloyd. He's a Korean War vet who believes it's traitorous to buy gasoline for SUVs because you're using more Arab oil. Go ahead.
And I said, hey, he was driving a mobile truck.
Right.
And I said, you. Hey, you. And he turns around looking stupid, and I says, that gasoline you got in that truck, where's the oil come from that it was made from? And, of course, he looks real stupid, and he looks at me like I come from another planet. And I said to you, where does the oil come from? And you want to know something, Phil? That stupid son of a bee didn't have any idea where the oil come from. And I told him, I says, it comes from Arabia. Now, I went into the...
That's not all. You went to that gas station attendant, you grabbed him by the shirt, and you asked him, where's the oil come from? And you said to him, if you don't say Alaska, I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, how do you know he's telling you the truth if you're threatening to kick his ass? Maybe it comes from Saudi Arabia, and he told you it came from Alaska, so you wouldn't kick his ass.
And maybe he told me the truth, too. You don't know?
Well, sure. You got a handful of a guy's shirt. Dean, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
All right. Stealing is wrong in the United States of America. And whatever your feelings are totally ridiculous. So, we produce gasoline. We buy it cheaper abroad because that makes it better for the Americans. And, we have a lot of laws here. You are not allowed to steal people's gasoline because they drive around in a vehicle
what
that they work their ass
drive?
Off.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Chevy Silverado.
Oh, you're driving one of those gas guzzlers, huh?
You know what? I'm a construction worker. I need that damn vehicle.
Well, wait a second. You could get a Ford Ranger or something.
A Ford Ranger. Those things are tiny. Guy's hauling around. What are you hauling around? Lumber and tool chests and everything else, right?
I haul around 2,000-pound transformers and copper wire and everything
else. So the next
else.
Time Bin Laden buys himself a brand-new gold toilet seat, he got it courtesy of you because you're buying all of his oil.
No, I think you should be arrested from stealing American hard-earned money, gasoline, out of people that work their tails off to buy these nice vehicles for their family to take them to Disney World.
You know something, Dean? There's a certain smell that comes from the tailpipe of a Silverado. You know what it is? The smell of dirty Arab oil.
You're a real butthead.
I'm a butthead.
This is a free country.
I fought for
we're
this
allowed
country.
To work our tails off and buy the kind of vehicles that we want. And just because
right.
you're a vet, you think you could buy a big mobile home and eat up all the gasoline in the world because you're a vet. I worked my ass off and I drive around in a truck to get 11 miles to the gallon to do my job plus.
You want to give another Saudi sheik? You want to give another Kuwait sheik another Mercedes Benz? Be my guest.
Hey, that's up to our government where we get our oil from. That is not up to you and me and the public people.
That's right. You're siphoning gas. That's thievery.
I'm a veteran of the United States Navy. I fought for this country, and if anybody and those kids telling me to suck it, and it.
Well, you're looking at them with a hose sticking out of your mouth.
Yeah, so what?
So what? Look, the kid said suck it. He was insulting you. He wasn't being your friend.
No, he wasn't. No.
All right. Look, Dean, thank you for your call. 1-800. Okay. Do you understand? Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Do you understand what we mean?
Sir, I don't need to be lectured by it.
Oh, I'm sorry, but do you understand?
I don't need to be lectured by the likes of you. And I listen to your program. I appreciate it. But you're a yuppie. You got these yuppie instincts. You got your little yuppie kids, and you drive your SUV, as you yourself admitted to not 15 minutes ago on your nationally syndicated show, sir. And I would say, with all due respect to you, there's 3 million American veterans who wouldn't mind sticking a hose in their mouth and siphon a little more gas on behalf of the U.S. Taxpayer.
So you're speaking for veterans?
Yeah, I speak for veterans. Yes, sir, I do.
Well, I think that's biting off, or should I say siphoning off, a little more than it.
That's great.
Well, it is. I don't think you can make that claim. 1-800-449-8686. Jay, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
You think yeah. that oil ain't Arab? Why don't you see if my Bic lighter can tell the difference?
Okay, Lloyd, I'm a veteran of 20 years in the military.
God bless you, sir.
And I drive an SUV. I choose to drive an SUV.
Why?
You are, quite honest, representing the military very well.
First of all, I don't mind you driving one. You're a veteran.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Only veterans get to drive SUVs.
We paid for that oil with our blood.
Well, I didn't pay for it with my blood, thank God. But
well, neither did I. I was in the Navy.
Lloyd.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me talk.
I was in the Navy.
You were in the Navy in Korea. Go ahead, Jay.
There are an awful lot of people that work for the government, for example, that aren't veterans, but they serve their country well. Just like the construction worker that just talked to you.
Work for the government? Well. Ha, 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 ha. Who works for the government that serves their country? Clinton and his group?
Clinton? He ain't even president anymore.
Where did he even come into this story?
Well,
what about all the federal workers? You know,
what, you mean like the post office guys that deliver the mail late?
There's a couple for you right there. Yeah.
Yeah, and die from anthrax?
Well, they shouldn't be opening the mail. It's to see what's in it.
They didn't open the mail to see what was in it.
Are you all there? I mean, let's face it. You're out there creating dissension. You're out there. You're traitorous to your organization, which you claim was the military.
General MacArthur said, damn the ammunition and full speed ahead.
Actually, that was William Farragut.
Huh?
That was William Farragut, not General MacArthur.
Well, mister, I think you need to check your facts. Because
no, he's right. It was an admiral. It was a Civil War admiral, wasn't it, Jay?
It was William Farragut.
William Farragut.
General MacArthur was not a Civil War admiral, you dumbass. He didn't say General MacArthur was the Allied Supreme.
General MacArthur, we know, wasn't a Civil War admiral. He was the Allied Supreme guy in the Pacific, right?
Yes, he was.
The Allied Supreme guy. He was the Allied Supreme leader in the Pacific. And he said, damn the... I don't know.
No, Lloyd, he didn't say it.
All right. Thank you for your call. I think the gentleman makes a point. That's a veteran, by the way, who doesn't agree with you, okay?
The Arabs send that gas over like a giant toxic turd. And we grind it up and use it. Now, I got to do something about this Bin Laden guy. He's pissing me off. Every time I see that videotape, I want to beat up on something. I have a next-door neighbor of mine. 10 years I've known this family. They're Arabs. They come over here from Syria. Nice family. And I asked him. I said, this Bin Laden has made me so angry. I am asking you nicely. Can I take a baseball bat and go into your living room and destroy something?
Why?
Huh?
Why? Why would you want to do that?
Because I need to take it out on some Arab somewhere. And I just...
Well, I can understand you're angry.
You don't understand anything.
You want to take a baseball bat to the guy's furniture, is that it? That's how pissed off you are? There's a whole lot of people that are very angry about all of this stuff, and they don't want to go out and destroy things. Okay, and...
Well, our siphoning gas isn't violent.
1-800-449-8686. Frank on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I just want to say those freedoms that the Navy and the Army and the Air Force go to protect, this guy is going against. The oath that he took to protect the United States citizens, he's the kind of guy we need protection from.
What are you doing driving around an SUV when all of the oil comes from Arabia?
I paid for it.
Well,
it's mine.
You paid an Arab for it.
No.
This is what this is about. He's got an anti-Arab thing. He's got an anti-Arab thing going. You know,
it doesn't matter.
That's right. I don't like them. I don't like the Arabs and what they're doing.
That's fine. You don't have to.
But you like them?
The thing that you have to understand is the country that you swore to protect embraces everybody.
Maybe you should go with that John Walker and fight with the Taliban.
Oh, come on.
The country that you swore to protect embraces everybody, bud.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
And that's what I said.
Tell the audience what you said.
I saw this woman drive an SUV over there into the mall parking lot, and the little kid got out, and I'm not proud of it, but I felt so angry and betrayed that she's buying this Arab oil. And
we're all buying Arab oil. We're all putting Arab oil into our cars. You put Arab oil into your car. You put Arab oil.
Well, I'm not putting Arab oil unnecessarily into my car. It's what these SUVs do.
What'd you say to this kid?
I said to that kid, your mommy's in love with Bin Laden. Because
you said to a little boy that his mother was in love with Bin Laden because she was driving a Lincoln Navigator.
You better believe it. Because driving that Lincoln Navigator means she's putting money into the Arab country, and Bin Laden goes to live there. So she must want him to live good.
That's about as twisted and messed up logic as I've ever heard in my life.
Well, let me tell you this much. We've got a trip.
I mean, in my life, to say your mommy loves Bin Laden.
I told him his mother was in love with Bin Laden. Let me tell you something. We're on our way to New England this fall to this spring, to see the leaves come back in New England.
Whatever.
Well, we'd like to see the price of gas come down, because it's a big, long trip, and the only way it'll come down is if you and you and you, Mr. America, and Mrs. America, stop using Arab oil.
So you can take your trip, huh?
I'm a veteran.
You're a veteran. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Paul on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm a Korean veteran, too. And I think that guy must have stood too close to one of those guns, because he's full of crap.
I was on board a destroyer right off the coast there as they're coming back from the reservoir.
Hey, look, pal. I'm an Air Force veteran in Korea, so don't give me this crap. Anything I fought for was so I could buy what I wanted to and do what I wanted to.
Had a depth charge.
Let me finish.
Had a depth charge fall on my foot.
Go ahead.
You shut up and let me finish.
Hey, I don't have no Air Force guy tell me to shut up. Maybe a Marine.
Oh, that's the way to go, huh? Well, I think you stood too close to one of those guns. You got to rattle something
loose
up there.
What's that supposed to mean?
That means you're going to drive to New England to see the leaves, and you're 6 miles per gallon Winnebago, when nobody else who did the same thing should do that. They should not buy them. Well, there's nothing I remember when I took that oath of office to become an officer in the United States Air Force that said that I was entitled to only gasoline and nobody else was.
Well, I tell you what,
that is just started as I've ever heard.
Wait a second. If you want to sit around on your keister and stay at home with your grandkids, you go ahead. My wife and I are going to New England to see the leaves change.
I'm going to Daytona to watch the cars race.
Well, you're a veteran. You're a veteran. You have a right to do that.
No.
But the rest
where did you read that?
The rest of these sorry sons of bitches have got to stop driving and use an arable.
Paul, watch your language, please.
Okay. How about that? Your grandchildren could be listening to you using that kind of language.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind.
Maybe they
haven't used it before.
And in that oath we swore we wouldn't commit treason by buying no Arab oil. Don't remember that, do you?
I'm going to ask you a question. When you go to New England, where are you going to buy oil that you make sure it's not Arab?
I walked into one of these gas stations down where I live, and I grabbed this kid. You know, they hire these kids for $5 an hour. You know that, don't you?
Nothing to do with it.
Wait a second. I grabbed this kid and I said, you better tell me where this oil comes from. And I cuffed him.
And well,
you hit the kid, huh?
Let me tell you something.
He's one of these grease monkeys. And he said, Alaska, Alaska, sir. And I said, you're GD right, it does.
Hey, Sal, I live in an area.
That's how you do it.
With about 8 oil refineries.
Uh-huh.
And you don't know where that oil comes from.
You could go ahead and...
When it comes in on a tanker... It can come from Saudi Arabia. Most of it comes from Venezuela.
You can go and ask the guy. You say, listen, and listen to me good. I'm a U.S. Armed Forces veteran. Where's this oil come from? And if you lie to me, it's going to be the last lie you ever tell. That's what you do.
I don't think that me being a veteran entitles me to any more privilege than anybody else.
You grab some grease monkey at a gas station and...
You better. One of these kids they hire for $5 an hour. I slapped
I'll tell you one thing. I don't care if you're a Korean vet or not. If you were siphoning gas out of my car, I'd shoot your ass.
You'd shoot a fellow veteran, huh?
Yeah, if he's doing something stupid like that. That doesn't entitle him to any special privileges.
How do you know you're not siphoning gas out of a fellow veteran's car?
Well, that's up to him to identify his vehicle duly as one owned by a U.S. veteran. You can do it with a sticker or some kind of a sign.
What?
Oh, come on. Where are we getting all this stuff?
Wait, it's very simple to put a sign, this car owned by a U.S. veteran. That way I won't siphon gas from it. Why? What's so hard to... Oh, you're laughing now.
Yeah, I got to go.
You laugh at a fellow veteran?
This guy's going to turn my stomach. So I got to leave.
Okay, you know what? Make sure... You know, I guess we get...
Probably not the first time you shot friendly fire either, is it, Paul?
All right. Both of you guys bug off. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. By the way, the voice of the last character we did, who was it? Oh, Lloyd. That voice was performed by me. And the callers, they were real people calling in to talk to Lloyd about his gas-siphoning Korean War veteran ways. If you'd like to know more about the Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. That's us. That's me. And on the 21st of December, you ain't even going to believe what's going to happen around here. We'll have a live streaming video of our show. It'll be on our website. It'll be on our web. I don't know whether to say webbed foot or site there. I went with site. It'll be on our webbed feet. Anyway, it'll be on December the 21st. You'll be able to see the Phil Hendry Show in live streaming 360-degree panning video action. And you can get it by getting your backstage pass at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Get that backstage pass, $6.95 a month, entitles you to live audio. That is our live show each day or our show on demand. You can also get our 30-day audio archive, all of our shows going back 30 days, or our audio archive featuring the classic bits of the Phil Hendry Show, some of them going back 7-8 years. So it's all on our website, and there is more to come. Are we still loading in stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Every day we're loading stuff in. And I mean, we've still got like 36 hours of audio that we are trying to cram onto the website each and every day. Every day more stuff, every day an enormous amount of material that heretofore has not been heard anywhere. Now, we're not stupid. We know our stuff's been posted on Morpheus and Napster and, you know, all over the place. But the quality of that stuff, because we've heard some of it, is horrible. The best quality is on our website, philhendryshow.com. So pick that up and also be sure to get that backstage pass. Today is December the 14th, 1503. Today is December the 4th. Well, I just blew it. I gave the answer. Come here for a minute, Bud.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Bud Dickman is with us. Today is December 14th, 2001. Bud, whose birthday is it today?
Alex Trebek.
No. That's just the music I'm playing, man. No, it's not Alex. Whose birthday? Just give me an idea. I'll give you a clue. He was the guy that predicted stuff.
Nostradamus.
Nostradamus. Not Nostradamus.
Nostradamus.
Nostradamus. What year was he born in? I just said it.
2001.
1503.
Oh, yeah. 15, that's the year that you said. I do.
Are you screwing with me?
What?
Are you screwing around with me? I just said 1503. What do you mean 2001?
You know your ass. I know about him. I read up on him.
You know about Nostradamus?
Yeah, I read it because I just got my GED, my high school equivalency diploma, and I reread about him history big time on account of September 11th, the stuff he predicted.
Well, he didn't. He never really predicted anything about September the 11th.
Yeah, he did. There's a lot of stuff he did.
Well, that's bullcrap because he didn't, and none of that stuff was true, but he did predict a lot of stuff.
Correct. But Mr. Hall said so.
Oh, I don't care what Mr. Hall said.
Mr. Hall said Nostradamus predicted a lot.
What is it with you and Nostradamus? Nostradamus!
Yeah, but he said that he There's a lot that you don't know, Mr. Henry. Nostradamus predicted things that are in the Bible.
Oh, you know about Nostradamus, huh?
Yeah.
Tell me about him.
Well, he was a sorcerer, and he lived in a tower with some hunchbacks, and he no one knows if he was real or just a spook, but he would read tea leaves and then predicted World War III. Remember Fantasia?
Uh-huh.
He looks like that guy.
What do you mean? Some people thought he was a spook.
Nobody knows if he's real or not.
All right, look, let me give you the test here, okay? This is the Nostradamus test. Today is his birthday.
Happy birthday, Nostradamus.
Yeah. And,
you know, sometimes you look at me like you think I'm a tard.
Oh, yeah, well, gee, that's a shock.
Someday you'll realize I can do more.
Don't turn the music on when I tell you not to turn it on. I'll do it. Okay, you know all about Nostradamus, huh?
Yes, I do.
All right, who said this? In fact, there's a very famous person today in America who is on television and operates a psychic hotline. Who's that?
Mrs. Bush.
Mrs. Bush. Mrs. Bush. Laura Bush.
No, the psychic hotline.
Just don't try to be funny. Who is it?
Cleo.
Right. Tell me who said this. Was it Cleo or Nostradamus, all right? I believe your husband is having sex with your best friend. Who said that?
And what are my choices?
Your choices are Nostradamus or Cleo. Who said, I believe your husband is having sex with your best friend? You're kidding. You're kidding me, bud, right?
Hold on, man. Hold on. I believe your husband...
I believe your husband is having sex with your best friend. Did Nostradamus say that or Cleo, the Jamaican psychic? Oh, come on, Dickman.
Hold on, Mr. Henry. You're not the only one get a think-about thing.
Well, who do you think said your best friend's screwing your husband?
Nostradamus.
Nostradamus. No, you're wrong. Cleo.
Well, it could go either way.
Yeah, that's right. That's what what do you think Nostradamus said that?
I don't know. You can't let me come in here and answer questions.
I believe your husband is having sex with your best friend. Who said that? Nostradamus.
Give me another one.
Who said this? In the year of the new century in 9 months, from the sky will come a great king of terror. The sky will burn at 45 degrees. Fire approaches the great new city.
Cleo.
Yeah, Cleo.
You know, you treat me like garbage. You think I'm a retard.
You're kidding me, right?
What?
You thought Cleo said that?
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that people say.
Well, Cleo didn't say that. That's Nostradamus. When's the last time you've seen her on a TV show talk about a fire burning in the sky at 45 degrees?
She was on last night, Nick at Night.
Well, she could have been on it Nick at Night. She wasn't talking about that. She's talking about somebody screwing her best friend's husband or whatever the hell.
How do you know?
I don't know. You're right. I don't know. All right. Who said this? If you drink too much, you may develop a problem with alcohol.
That's got to be Nostradamus. Was I right or wrong?
You're wrong.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's really funny. If you drink too much, you may develop a problem with alcohol. Your choices are Cleo or Nostradamus. Who said it? You said Nostradamus.
That's right.
You feel pretty proud of that answer?
I'm fairly confident, yes.
Well, you're wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Cleo.
Who?
The Jamaican woman. Who said this? You like pink.
Nostradamus. Oh, I'm wrong.
Yeah, what a shock, huh?
Well, it's 50-50. It could go either way.
Yeah, and even with 50-50, you can't get it. I'm giving you the choice, Nostradamus or Cleo. Why would you think Nostradamus would say you like pink?
Now, you don't know how he made a living back then. A lot of time, the French physician, people like that, made money at the court.
What do you mean? You mean with the king?
Yeah, the king, telling fortune, stuff like that.
So he went to the French court and he told the king, you like pink?
Yeah. King said, what's my favorite color? You know, just stuff like that. If you drink too much, you'd be of advice.
Well.
Yeah, well, see, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, I suppose it does.
Yeah, I mean, you'd yell at me, call me retard.
Well, I apologize.
Well, you better.
I didn't know that Nostradamus was in the court of the king of France. And
yeah, and he'd tell his fortune and stuff like that. So he'd say, I believe your husband's having sex with your best friend.
To the king of France.
Right.
Okay. All right, here's the next one. Asparagus will make your pee smell.
That's got to be Nostradamus.
No, you're wrong, man.
Well, it could be.
That ain't Nostradamus. You ain't picked Cleo yet. Your pee smells from asparagus. You like pink. Your husband's boffing your best friend. And you think Nostradamus said all of that.
You mean Cleo did?
Yeah, man. She must have had one of them in there.
You're sure Nostradamus didn't say asparagus make a pee smell?
No, he didn't say that.
You're sure?
I don't know whether he did.
See, that's just what I'm saying.
Well, maybe he did, man. Maybe he did. But the fact is, there's no recorded record of Nostradamus saying asparagus will make your pee smell.
But Cleo did.
Yeah, I guess she did. Somebody called up her psychic line and said, my urine smells. She says, you'd eaten asparagus?
And he said, yeah?
Yeah.
And you're pretty sure the king of France would...
I don't know, man. Maybe he did. Maybe the king of France did, okay?
See, you're so smart on account of your head never go through tree near Ojai like me. But see, I think of stuff you not think.
Oh, come on, Dickman. What are the odds that Nostradamus said to the king of France, asparagus is going to make your pee smell?
Well, I mean, you say that Cleo said it. Do you know?
Well, Janice said she did.
Well, yeah, she could lie. Give me one that Cleo would have said.
Cleo. All right, who said this? You'll meet a tall, dark stranger today on the bus.
Really?
I'm not saying you will. I'm saying who said...
Oh, I thought...
Yeah, will you listen to what I'm saying?
I saw Chris Pelton today on the bus. I just thought...
Let's just forget about Pelton. If you drink too much, you may meet a stranger on the bus. I mean... You'll meet a tall, dark drink on the butt. I mean, what I'm trying to say is...
Well, you come on, straighten out. Come on.
Ow.
Yeah, straighten out.
Sorry.
What do you mean you meet a tall, dark drink on the bus?
I'm sorry. You'll meet a tall, dark stranger today on the bus. Who said that?
What are my choices?
Nostradamus or Cleo. Will you come on?
Hold on for a minute.
Need any more time, bud?
Yeah, well, just I'm thinking.
You'll meet a tall, dark stranger on the bus today. Was it Nostradamus who said that or Cleo?
I'm going to take a shot.
Yeah, take a shot, man. What are you going to, you know, for $1 million, what is it?
Cleo.
That's right. Cleo said it. You're right.
You owe me $1 million.
No, I don't.
You said it on the radio.
I ain't paying you no $1 million, Dickman, okay?
I didn't meet no tall, dark stranger either. Good.